Task 3. You will hear part of a radio program. Read through sentences 1 to 6 and complete them with a suitable word or short phrase, according to what you hear. Write your answers in the space provided. You now have some time to read the sentences.
Food and eating habits are a big issue in Britain at the moment. Everyone seems to be worrying that the nation is getting too fat and people don't know how to feed themselves properly. So the government's decided that teenagers are to receive compulsory cooking lessons in schools. We're going to hear part of a report by the BBC's John Devitt.
The new lessons are due to start in September, but some schools without kitchens will be given longer to adapt. There is also likely to be a shortage of teachers with the right skills, since the trend has been to teach food technology rather than practical cooking. The renewed interest in cooking is primarily a response to the level of obesity in Britain, which is amongst the highest in Europe. And according to government figures, half of all Britons will be obese in 25 years if current trends are not halted.
Next, we're going to hear from Ed Balls, the minister in charge of schools.
What I want is for young people to be taught how to do basic, simple recipes which they can use then at home and in their later life, experiment with, discover the joy of food, but having got the basics under control.
Next, we're going to hear the views of a well-known cookery writer in the UK, Prue Leaf.
If we'd done this 30 years ago, we might not have the crisis we've got now about obesity and lack of knowledge about food and so on. Every child should know how to cook, not just so that they'll be healthy, but because it's a life skill which is a real pleasure.
Food and eating habits are a big issue in Britain at the moment. Everyone seems to be worrying that the nation is getting too fat and people don't know how to feed themselves properly. So the government's decided that teenagers are to receive compulsory cooking lessons in schools. we're going to hear part of a report by the BBC's John Devitt.
The new lessons are due to start in September, but some schools without kitchens will be given longer to adapt. There is also likely to be a shortage of teachers with the right skills, since the trend has been to teach food technology rather than practical cooking. The renewed interest in cooking is primarily a response to the level of obesity in Britain, which is amongst the highest in Europe. And according to government figures, half of all Britons will be obese in 25 years if current trends are not halted.
Next, we're going to hear from Ed Balls, the minister in charge of schools.
What I want is for young people to be taught how to do basic, simple recipes which they can use then at home and in their later life, experiment with, discover the joy of food, but having got the basics under control.
Next, we're going to hear the views of a well-known cookery writer in the UK, Prue Leaf.
If we'd done this 30 years ago, we might not have the crisis we've got now about obesity and lack of knowledge about food and so on. Every child should know how to cook, not just so that they'll be healthy, but because it's a life skill which is a real pleasure.
That is the end of task 3. You now have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening comprehension test.